This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag, your one-stop shop. Refer a new customer to Premier Ag, and both you and that new customer get 10% off at Premier Ag Paso Robles.
98.1 KJAG, Tom and Becky in the Morning. Your 6 o'clock word that wins for a possible $1,000 is listen, L-I-S-T-E-N, listen. That is your $1,000 Jug Country word that wins. Giving you a chance at $1,000 every weekday. Get to the KJUG app or the KJUG website and plug in the word listen. You could be $1,000 richer starting today.
Sharon, our mom, texted him.
Yeah?
Great shakeout today at 10:17. We cannot forget that.
Oh, gross. Okay.
We cannot forget that.
Oh, my gross.
At 10:17...
Did you know there was another earthquake?
No.
In Hollister? A little bit later, like three. Right, because it's like 3 point, like, we don't even raise our eyebrows if the thing ain't over 5. 4.7, 4.5, 3.5 now, eh. What do you mean we have to, what are we doing? What do you mean?
Well, because you're so yesterday all about the, earthquakes.
I'll let you take a picture of me under a desk.
No, I'm like getting you in like a box or something. I want to shake. At 10:17, I want to shake.
That's after the show. I won't do that.
Care.
I'm not working. I don't work.
Yes,
after the
you
show.
Are. At 10:17, you're getting in a box or a garbage can, and I'm shaking you.
I'll make more money then. It'll be overtime, please.
To get in a garbage can?
Yes. I'm not doing that. I draw the line at some place. For the past 17 years, a 20-year-old kid from Florida says he's eaten nothing but macaroni and cheese. 9 times out of 10, he says he goes for the Velveeta shells and cheese.
He looks older than 24 in that picture I saw.
He's 20.
20? He looks like he's 48.
Well, it's because he's eating nothing but macaroni and cheese.
Don't do the mac and cheese diet, I can see.
He said, I don't want to say I'm addicted to mac and cheese because it sounds so weird, but my body won't let me eat anything else. I didn't choose to be like this. Now, according to a therapist, he has a selective eating disorder known as avoidant restrictive food intake disorder. It is a mental condition where new foods can trigger negative physical reactions. Now, the guy did have trauma when he was a kid, okay? The therapist says absolutely not voluntary. He said the kid's actually sick of eating the same thing and has occasionally tried other foods, but his body rejects something even if he thinks it tastes good. So, I don't know, man. He says, as soon as it enters my mouth, it's like a sensory overload. Even if I like what I'm trying, I'll have an involuntary gag.
Oh, yikes.
I know, right? His name is Austin Davis. Yeah, he doesn't look 20. He looks older, but, it's kind of, you read that story, you think, oh, that's kind of cute. And then you read more and you're like, it's not kind of cute. And I think, like, you know, what about...
What in the H would make you think that was kind of cute from the beginning?
Well, it's kind of like mac and cheese is really good. I'm not going to lie, but... But, like, if you had to eat one thing, what would you...
If I had to eat one thing for the rest of my life?
If you could eat one thing...
Tacos.
Right?
Like, there's no question about it.
Okay.
Do I get, like, a variety, though? Like, hard shell, soft shell?
Because, remember, he gets a variety of mac and cheese, or he doesn't get it because it's a thing. But, like, yes, sometimes you want the Jack in the Box 2 tacos for 99 cents deal. Those are little...
Those are bomb. When my grandma was here visiting, my grandma, 87, she's like, I want to go to Jack in the Box. I'm like, my grandma, I don't know what that woman, she will cook the best, like, Italian food.
Yeah.
She loves cooking.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that woman in, like, Jack in the Box tacos.
Give me a 99 cent taco. I know.
She loves them. So we had to go to Jack in the Box and get Granny some tacos.
I'm not going to lie. I did. I went to Taco Bell the other day, and I'm like, three Taco Supremes.
But
like,
I don't.
Do you want the meal? No, I don't want the meal. Do you want the Chalupa Boopa? No, I don't want it. 3 original Taco Supremes. That's what I want. Boom. Great. They taste exactly like they tasted 35 years ago. They're great. Love them. And then other times you want the authentic stuff.
I only want authentic.
What about the street tacos at Costco? That meal. Where's that been our whole lives? What, like, a great idea.
There's also like the tacos that, like, you know,
I'll put mac and cheese on the list because this is going to be our jug poll of the day today. But it's like, okay, pizza. What if it was, because pizza, you could have a variety of pizza.
I love pizza, too.
You could have a variety of pizzas, though. Some days, you know, I don't know, pepperoni and pineapple. Some days, olive and mushroom. So, but pizza every day.
I still think I have to go with tacos.
Every meal, every day.
I still think I have to go with tacos because you could do so much. You can smash your tacos up, make it like a little taco salad, give it that little variety.
Yeah, it's a taco.
I mean, I'm just trying to like figure out different ways you could do this.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Chicken tacos, pork tacos.
Sure.
I'm not doing the thing that all you guys were trying, talking about a couple months ago when you tried the tongue taco. Like, I'm not doing that. I get that you guys think that is amazing.
Oh my gosh, they were really good. They were really good. No, they're really good.
I'm not doing that.
Efren, I went to Efren's. I went to Efren's back again and had lunch a couple months ago.
You went
back
for more?
I got the tacos. I did. I got those.
Sick freak.
They weren't the brain tacos. They were the tongue tacos. They were really good.
Oh, I'm gonna have the same reaction this man has when he eats other foods in a second.
All right. If you could only if you had to eat the exact same food every single meal, tacos, pizza, or mac and cheese. So limiting mac and cheese. Now I feel bad for the guy. I think it's pizza and
tacos. Could
he
add like bacon to his mac and cheese?
I don't know that. I haven't done a deep dive on the young man, but maybe you'd like to. I don't know. That's our jug pull today.
I'm just worried about like why he looks to be 48 compared to 20.
Mac and cheese will do that to your insides. Jug Pull of the Day today brought to you by Farm Supply. Celebrating 14 years of great pumpkins with the Great Pumpkin and Scarecrow Contest tonight from 4 to 7 in Mission Plaza, downtown San.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for custom soil and plant analysis along with compost, gypsum, and other soil and water amendments. For solutions for growers, call 805-239-4297 for a free consultation from Premier Ag.